Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
That you control, and 603-283-6160 is the phone number. That is 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie,
Riley,
and Nikki.
And we've been talking about the story from APnews.com that is saying that they did a poll, and many Americans say that their household expenses are outpacing their earnings. Their household expenses are going up faster than their wages and raises are going up. It says about 2 in 3 Americans say their household expenses have risen over the last year, but only about 1 in 4 say their income has increased in that same period. It says Stephen Shapiro, 61, who works as an audio engineer in Pittsburgh, which those people can make good money.
Yeah, they can.
He said he'd been spending about $100 a week on groceries prior to this past year, but now he's shelling out closer to $200. My income has stayed the same, he said. The economy is good on paper, but I'm not doing great. AKA, the news is telling him the economy is doing well because of Biden. They want to make Biden look good. But his personal lived experience is not saying the same thing. About 8 in 10 Americans say their overall household debt is higher or about the same as it was a year ago. About half say they currently have credit card debt. 4 in 10 are dealing with auto loans, and about 1 in 4 have medical debt. Just 15% say their household savings have increased over the last year.
Was that 15% or 50%?
15.
Oh, okay. I was a little distracted.
Well, that's pretty bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Says Tracy Gonzalez, 36, who works as a subcontractor in construction in San Antonio, Texas, has several thousand dollars of medical debt from an emergency room visit for what she thought was a bad headache, but turned out to be a tooth infection. Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible, yeah.
They'll treat you, but the bills are crazy, she said. One time in San Antonio, I went to the ER because I, thought I was going to pass out, and it was crazy nauseous, and then I didn't pass out, I sat around, and I just continued to get worse and started throwing up, and I don't know, maybe the ER isn't, a normal place to go for that, but my boyfriend took me to the ER, and I got a bill, months later, and it was for $8,000, but I called my insurance, I called them, and they were like, yeah, that isn't right, it was, put in there incorrectly. Oh, my God. They were just going to bill me $8,000, and I was just going to pay it at first. Me and my boyfriend at the time.
No, never.
I used to not date guys that were very smart, I guess. And, I know that Ian would have just figured this out for me right away. But
yeah.
The boyfriend at the time was like, oh, my God, what are we going to do? We got to pay this. And I was like, I'm just not paying that. And then I called
it's
them
like
to see
either, like,
fake.
Call the insurance company and figure it out, or just
never
paying
pay that.
Yeah,
no.
What?
$8,000 for, getting an IV and being, watched for a while until I stopped feeling nauseous.
No. And you know, how it is where it's, that's not the real price of that.
Right. Well, it was incorrect in general. But
yeah.
Even if it was, $500, it couldn't cost them $500 to watch somebody and put them on saline solution or whatever in their IV. So is that what you meant? What it actually costed to help treat you is...
Yeah, so they have, because of the whole fraud of health insurance in the United States, they the prices they put on everything is, like, ridiculously more expensive because essentially the insurance companies, like, aren't going to pay it all anyways, so they, like, barter. So it's, like, essentially this huge, like, roundabout way. And it's like, you could have just put a normal price on it and it would have been better, but I don't know. Insurance is such a scam and it makes everything so much more complicated, but a lot of people who are, don't have insurance and are paying, like, are looking for the cash price for services, they have to, like, it's like a different cash price, essentially, if you don't have insurance. The whole thing's, I mean, it's a huge scam.
Yep. And just with, you know, Obamacare type insurance, it's super, I forget the word, it's not streamlined, they're not doing a good job, it could be done a lot better, but since the government wants to get involved in it, it's going to be really bad. Like, I remember when I had that Obamacare insurance, I just don't have insurance now, I'm better off that way.
Yeah.
Also, like, not eating like crap and stuff like that. I just don't get sick unless a Mark Edge comes and gets me sick.
Yeah.
Literally, like 100% literally.
That's actually true.
And I forgot what I was going to say. Yeah, like when I had to call that insurance, that Obamacare insurance I had, it was just like, oh my God, am I dealing with a robot? No, you're a real person? I can't even believe that. Like, they
really?
Were just so dumb and bad.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Nobody cared. They're like, yeah, I don't see the answer here on the screen. Ugh, I don't care. Let me send you to someone else. Send you to, like, the wrong people. Then they send you back or whatever. Oh, my God, it was so bad. But that's what this lady's talking about. She said she has several thousand dollars of medical debt because she had to go to the ER for a tooth infection. She says, they'll treat you, but the bills are crazy. And she said she's tried to avoid seeking medical treatment because of the costs. And that really sucks because, like, yeah, you can avoid medical treatment for a while, but if you randomly get a tooth infection that feels like a terrible headache, like, what are you going to do?
Well, you can either go to Mexico or or something. I mean,
that's a good point.
Yeah, or pay a ton of money.
Yeah, that's when things sound awesome about living on the border. Sheriff David Hathaway is a listener to the show and a supporter of Ian and them, and he's a really nice guy. He lives on the border in Arizona, and he can just walk right over for going to the doctor, and it's better, and whatever.
Yeah, of course
else.
It is.
Probably buying good food, stuff like that. I don't know, but he talks about just walking right over there and doing stuff, and then coming right back home. It says, relatively few Americans say they're very or extremely confident that they could pay an unexpected medical expense, only 26%. Or have enough money for retirement, only 18%. Only about one-third are extremely or very confident their current financial system will allow them to keep up with expenses, though an additional 42% say they're somewhat confident. Quote, I've been looking forward to retirement my entire life. Recently, I realized it's just not going to happen, unquote. That's Shapiro of Pittsburgh, adding that his wife's $30,000 or so of student debt is a financial factor for his household. Whoa. The couple
really,
had $30,000. What?
That just doesn't seem, in student loans?
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't seem like a lot.
Really?
For student loans?
Yeah,
I mean, a lot of universities.
I went to a community college,
so
30,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, yeah,
I paid for mine out of pocket.
For some people, that might be not a lot.
Well, you're taking out student loans, right?
Yeah.
So it's like they essentially just throw money at you. I mean, like, I would say most people with a four-year degree, like the average four-year degree, if you're going to a state school, this is a state school, not even a private school, it's probably like $10,000 a year, maybe more. No, I think it was probably more. It's probably like $10,000 a semester, maybe.
Hmm.
So like, say if you have a bachelor's degree, I mean, most people with a bachelor's degree probably have upwards of $100,000 in student loans.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Especially if you're going to a private university. Never mind if you have a master's degree. I mean,
yeah,
like, grad school is even more expensive, you know? So it just seems like overall, like to me, like I would never take out 30 grand in student loans.
I wouldn't either.
I'd try
exactly
to go the route of Pell Grants or things like that.
Yeah.
That way I don't have to pay it back. I can just steal from the government.
Yeah, I know. That's what most people do anyways, right?
Yeah.
No one pays their student loans.
It said he and his wife had hoped to sell their house and move this past year, but decided instead to hold on to their mortgage rate of 3.4% rather than facing a higher rate. This the current average long-term mortgage rate reached 7.7% this month. About 3 in 10 Americans say they've foregone a major purchase because of higher interest rates in the last year. Nearly 1 in 4 U.S. adults have student debt, with the pandemic-era payment pause on federal loans ending this month, contributing to the crunch. You know, the last guy, it's like, I did find his quote about looking forward to retirement his entire life a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right?
Yeah, maybe like, he's like, why are
you,
lazy.
Like, you know, I mean, I get it. People want to retire or whatever, but at the same time, if retirement's the only thing you got, look.
That's so sad.
Yeah, that's
your
sad.
Whole life. Like, I've never even thought about that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like, think about it. Like, imagine.
Didn't you live life while you were working? Didn't you just enjoy the moment you were in?
That's your whole life.
Is that a nature a little bit? That's your whole life.
I couldn't imagine that. Yeah, it's like.
I can't imagine that either. I can't imagine slaving my life away and not living life at the same time, you know?
No, I've honestly never thought about retirement, ever. Like, I've always...
I look forward to it.
If I'm at a job that I'm not enjoying, I quit it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I go to a job that I do enjoy, and you know what I mean? Like, I literally started my own business.
If you're working, you want to be working for someone you enjoy working for,
absolutely.
Or a company you enjoy working for, a company you feel like... I vibe with you so much that this is just playtime for me.
No, absolutely. And, like, I started my own business simply so I could do what I love every day and, like, do something that is truly fulfilling for me.
Yeah.
I wonder what David in New Mexico is being fulfilled by in his life. Can you answer that, David?
I didn't hear the question.
Oh, I just said I wonder what you're doing in your life that is fulfilling.
Oh, nothing.
Nothing at all.
Sounds are you looking forward to retirement?
No, I'm looking forward to killing these cows that just busted through my fence and destroyed a bunch of crap.
Oh my gosh, that sucks.
That sucks.
What did they destroy?
Yeah. Well, they cows have an incredible sense of smell, and it doesn't have to be food things. It can be anything that has a scent, you know. Whether it's a trace of laundry detergent smell, they'll come in your yard and they'll literally chew your laundry. If you got laundry hanging on a clothesline, if they're in your yard, they'll literally chew your clothing up.
Why would they like that smell?
I thought that would be something goats would do.
Yeah.
They both do that. Cows will absolutely like eat the shirt right off your back.
Wow, that's insane.
He's like, it's like any smell. I'm just imagining a cute cow smelling roses.
Yeah, no, anything that has a scent, they'll chew it up.
Yeah,
They love to chew on plastic. If you got a garden hose going out in the yard, Pardon?
Oh, sorry. Doesn't everything basically have a scent?
Well, to them, not to us. They have a sense of smell that's on par with a dog or any other animal. They can smell water from, you know, literally a mile away and know which direction to go to find it.
Yep.
So the cows came and ate a bunch of your clothes, really?
Well, they didn't get clothing this time. They got a bunch of other stuff. And besides, everything that they walk over, just picture it this way. If you picture your own backyard or anybody who has a nice backyard, not that I have a nice backyard, but, and then have, 5, 10, 15 cows that all weigh, 1,000, 1,200 pounds come in and just step wherever they want to step on whatever they want to step. Everything they step on, they crush. And then anything that has a scent, they grab it in their mouth and they just chew it up.
Is this an issue of kind of like if somebody owned a dog and didn't train it well? Like, is there such thing as that? Like, are there some cows that are better behaved because they have, like, good owners? Or is this just, like, every cow problem?
No, there are bad ones. It's I grew up on a farm, and you'd actually sell to slaughter the one out of 30 approximately that would be a fence jumper that was always causing trouble. Well, you just sell her and let her become McDonald's hamburgers.
Hmm. Is that what you actually? Is this what you actually called in about, though? I didn't really ask.
No, it's just what I was doing while I was waiting to get on. Was dealing with the mess that they just made. But the I can't help but notice. Well, first of all, factual correction, and I'm convinced it's fact. But the allegation has been made about history. We were talking about the Jewish people earlier, going back to the times of Christ, and it's my understanding, and anybody is welcome to refute it, that the word Jew did not appear in literature at all until the 1700s. And back in the time of Christ, that people in the people of Christ, meaning his people, not Christians, but people that were that his contemporaries related to
Israelite,
him, his people, his tribe.
Israelis or something? Or Hebrews?
Well, Israelites was ended up being, what, 12 or 13 tribes, depending on how you count them, and none of them were Jews. They were all something else, and as a whole, they were Judahites, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Okay.
Now, if anybody wants to make the leap that the word Judahite has been changed to translated to the word Jew, they can do that. But from my understanding of the historical texts available, that there's nowhere in history that there's a legitimate transition for that or a translation for that. It just appeared in one of the manufactured Bibles that appeared in the 1700s, like it was a, well, I mean, we have propaganda nowadays. There's always been propaganda. It's like somebody was trying to revise history to accomplish a certain goal.
They did that a lot with the Bible.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they did that. I would believe it, like, that they did that so many times with the Bible, just whatever their view was, like, no, I want Christianity to mean that we believe this. They would just write a whole new story that never actually happened, or they would just change a few words here and there when they're, you know, the scribe, they're sitting there scribing away, and they're like, yeah, but my view is that Jesus would say it this way, so they just change a couple words.
Right. And then I noticed also that it, since you were talking about that, I know you had an article of BBC Moscow, a dude named Rosenfeld, and that's a Jewish name. And then you were citing another dude just now, Shapiro dude. And so I'm like wondering if there are any Gentiles left that are being cited in the media.
Are you anti-Jewish, David?
No, but I'm anti-white people in, for instance, let's pick on Alabama in the day and even continuing till this day, but far less. But if you go back 50 years, 100 years, the population was almost majority black in many locations, especially rural locations, but the government was entirely white. So it's the same, and if that ain't right, then it's not right that we have a 2.4% demographic that is a majority of the powers that be.
I'm gonna look up what. Okay, so in the BBC article, it said in recent years the country's LGBT community has come under increasing pressure from the authorities. Says BBC's Steve Rosenberg. So Steve Rosenberg here was just a reporter, and then this other one that we're talking about, the Shapiro guy, possibly a Jewish like Ben Shapiro. He was just a guy that they interviewed who took this poll. So I don't think
right,
it really
that's another interesting thing. If I've noticed this for 30 years. When you're watching the news, not only are the reporters frequently have Jewish names, but they ironically or coincidentally, when they interview men, do men on the street interviews, it's like, I don't know, 20% of the time that they interview a Jewish person, but they're only 2.4% of the population. So how do they appear 10 times
more
frequently?
How do you know they're Jewish? Just because their last name?
Because just like I can tell if I see somebody who's Polish American or Italian American or Norwegian American, I can tell they're Norwegian. I can tell they're German. So if when I see somebody who's Jewish, I can usually tell they're Jewish.
Huh.
Especially when
okay.
their name is Jewish.
This next one coming up, I'm just testing the theory. So this next one coming up that was going to be interviewed, it says, Will Klaus. And I looked up while you're talking Klaus, surname, origin, and it says German.
It's a German name. It can be either Catholic or Jewish, either way.
Yeah, I know. I was gonna say most, or not most, but a lot of Jewish people have German last names, and maybe this guy's a Jew too.
My guess is Klaus is not. My guess is Klaus is a German Catholic.
It's a little different than how you think. It's not K. L-A-U-S. It's C-L-O-U-S-E. Kind of close to my last name, my original last name.
That could be French.
Yeah, I did not expect German, but it popped up saying it's German, saying that it's like a variation of Klaus the way I spelled it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it says or Flemish. Isn't that part?
That's French.
Yeah, French.
Mm. Huh.
French, right on the German, right on the German border, Belgium, Germany, France.
Oh, okay. It's an Americanized form of German Klaus. Or Flemish, yep. So I think that David's right. It's probably French. Either way, like that kind of ripped a hole in your theory, though, because it's like one person, Shapiro, he might have been Jewish, that got interviewed in this article, and then the next person.
I've never seen a Shapiro that isn't Jewish.
I only know of Ben Shapiro.
Right, me too.
I don't know.
I can't say.
I know lots of them. I know lots of them. I've never seen a single one that isn't Jewish.
Well, I'm also like not really good at like analyzing last names. Like, oh, your last name.
Good at it. Like,
your last name is this, so like you must be Finnish, or you look a certain way. Like,
I'm not
Polish.
I'm not good at that
either.
I just don't care.
I'm not good at either. I've never wondered what ethnicity Riley is, for example. Like, I don't even have a guess. Like, I know you're white.
Yes.
Riley is French.
Bunch of boring white people.
Finnish names are really easy to tell. If you Google a couple Finnish names, it's really easy to tell who's a Finn based on their last name. My mother's remarried name is a Finnish name.
Well, was that your actual topic you wanted to bring up, was the correction about the word Jew? Like, I'm sure we're just using it kind of like, I don't know if this is correct, but colloquially, like just the way that people use it. Like, yeah, I'm not saying Yeshua, and that's probably how it's spelled in like the early translations of the Bible too, right? Yeshua?
Yeah. Yeah, the main takeaway is that very few people know, and I'm not a scholar. I don't go out and research this stuff myself. I hear it from somebody, and I decide whether they're a credible source or not, and maybe I'll check up on what their claim is a little bit if I have time, or maybe I won't. If they're a credible source, I'll probably state it as an allegation. And so the allegation has been made by, in my mind, credible sources that The word Jew is not a historical thing, that it just magically appeared in the 1700s in a Bible, and there's some other allegations that are attached to that that fall into the line of same as our modern day propaganda, brainwashing, trying to alter history, and people might want to study that and find out whether that allegation is accurate or not accurate, that the people back in the year zero on the Christian calendar were not referred to as Jews, but somehow in the 1700s, magically, they became Jews.
Well, like, some people might find this whole conversation offensive to even consider about on the air, on public radio waves. I really don't have, like, an opinion. I don't think that even if every single person interviewed on, news ended up being Jewish, that it would equal some kind of a problem. Like, I do think that people have an overinflated view of that being a problem, you know, like the Chris Cantwell types, but it's Free Talk Live, so we let people bring up whatever's on their mind. 603-283-6160 is the number. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
USA News Update. Police say there are three victims after an active shooting event at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas today. Las Vegas Sheriff did not update their conditions and said there could be more. He did confirm the shooter is deceased and there is no ongoing threat. This student was right in the middle of it.
I peek out the window that I sit next to and you just see students running around and police cars coming by. eventually came out that there's an active shooter.
Republicans in both legislative chambers are pledging to withhold support for any new foreign aid package unless it is accompanied by measures addressing the escalating issue of illegal immigration.
Using the power of the purse to make sure that first and foremost we deal with our southern border crisis.
Texas Congressman Jody Arrington argues that this stance aims to tackle the influx of illicit drugs into his border state. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
That you control. 603-283-6160 is the number for you to get in on the program for this last segment. 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Bonnie,
Riley,
and Nikki.
Yeah, don't make David from New Mexico's rambling about Jews be the only call that we get tonight.
No, we need a caller for the last segment. Come on.
Yep, 603-283-6160. We're talking about this story from APnews.com. They ran a poll, and most people in America are saying that their earnings are not catching up with their spending as their spending rises higher and higher, just regular household spending. And it says that about 3 in 10 Americans say they've foregone a major purchase because of interest rates in the last year. And it says nearly 1 in 4 U.S. adults, I feel like that sounded wrong. I felt like the Miss America girl who's like, 1 in 4 U.S. Americans, they don't have maps, and we need to give them maps.
I forgot about that.
It just sounded weird.
I've never heard that.
It's really funny. It's like Miss North Carolina, right?
Yes, it was. And it was from...
She just said like some like dumb...
The question thing. The question was, it was something along the lines of, 1 in 3 Americans can't point out such and such country on a map. What do you think should be done about it? And she said, U.S. such as U.S. Americans, such as... in all this, and it was so funny.
There was the other one, too, where they were like, what's your favorite dish? Like, meaning, like, a food? Like, what's your, like, oh, like, macaroni and cheese or something. And she was like, bowls. I love bowls.
They were like,
oh, my gosh, that's hilarious.
Like food? I forget if they even, like, corrected her.
I'm sure they were just extremely nerve-wracking.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And it's like, you hear, like, what's your favorite dish? And you're like, plates?
And you have to be, like, in a good mood about it, like, let me just keep talking about how much I love plates. You know?
Yeah, and you're like, yeah, I love soup, so they just contain it really well.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, sorry. For some reason, reading nearly one in four U.S. adults sounded weird. But nearly one in four U.S. adults have student debt with the pandemic-era payment pause on federal loans ending this month, and that's contributing to the crunch. Will Klaus,
I wonder what's the payment if you owe $30,000. Like, what the monthly payment would be? Because I think it's like the minimum's pretty low, right? Because like it's almost like a mortgage where you can like pay it over like 30 years or.
The only time I've ever gotten a loan was a car loan once, and I've paid it off. Or
I only used to get a 5-year thing.
Yeah, and I used to get like when I was just getting, I just had a job and I lived in a small town in Utah. Sometimes I would get $1,000 loan and then pay it off because I wanted to have a high credit score. And I don't know if that's like a good way to do it or anything. I just had Googled like things to do to get a high credit score.
Yeah.
And I felt like such an adult getting like $1,000 loan and then paying it off.
Yeah, it's just a line of credit, right? So like if you get a credit card or whatever, it's like the same kind of deal.
So, I have no clue what their payments would be. That's the only time I've ever gotten loans, and I wouldn't get a student loan. Unless, well, I personally would never.
So, when you think about it, it's like if you spent $30,000 on this investment, right? So, you're investing in your education to hopefully at least be able to pay off your loans. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, was that degree really worth it if you're not even making enough money to make ends meet and pay off your loan? Like, this is the same thing where it's like college and higher education overall is like typically such a scam. I mean, and we're seeing people in the trades who are making so much more money than people that are college educated.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Trades like plumbers, welders.
Yeah, go
like
do
that.
An apprenticeship. And
oh, man. So
those skills are so much more useful.
Oh, absolutely.
Not only are they useful for your like personal life to know them, but the reason why plumbers and electricians and carpenters are getting paid more money than people with college degrees is because those are genuinely really important skills that are in high demand that people need. And not enough people are doing it. And so many students are being told, especially in public schools, like, you got to go to college, get a master's degree. Like, you know, it's this prestigious thing. Like, you know, you got to go to college. Like, everybody's going to college. You got to do it. Don't worry about the student loans, like all this stuff. And it is such a bad thing to be telling children. If you want to go to medical school or if you want to become a lawyer or if you want to do something specifically that you're really interested in that you need to kind of have a college education for, do it. But to just go to college and like study business or get a liberal arts degree or like something dumb where you're not actually going to get a job that's well paying in your field, I mean, it's just such bad advice to give teenagers
that don't know any better.
Research
how much money you're going to be making before you do it, because I keep seeing these videos that I can't feel very bad for these people that they went to school to be a teacher specifically. That's like the big one.
Yeah.
And now they're complaining. They're like, you guys, I went to school for 4 years. I, you know, have all this debt. I had to move back in with my parents. I'm blah, 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 because I did the math. I'm sitting here doing the math, and I'm making more like, or I'm making something like $15 an hour. I'd be making more if I worked at McDonald's right now. Like,
but like everyone knows Google that, though. So that's the thing. It's like, why didn't you just do a quick Google search? Especially today, there's no excuse. It's like, so, you think when I went to, like, before I went to school, I Googled, how much does a nurse make in New Hampshire? And then I crunched some number. I'm like, is this, obviously it was what I wanted to do, and I knew it was a well-paying field anyways, but it's like, I was paying for school out of pocket, so I'm like, this is my initial investment. How long is it going to take me to get that investment back? A few months.
My question is, for the people who are getting into teaching just for the money, are you doing it for the money, or do you really love teaching people new things, like young people? Do you like teaching children?
If you don't like kids and you want to become a teacher, then go.
Yeah, if you're not teaching, if you're not teaching for the passion of teaching, and you're in it for just the money, then really, are you? You're doing a disservice to the children. You really are.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, like $15 an hour, like that's not really a livable.
It's not
wage.
No,
you know what I mean.
Like, where are you?
So it's like I do get that aspect of it where it's like, whoa, like I really, I went to school for this. Like, I have a bachelor's degree, and like, I am not going to be.
But wait, you went to school for it with before Googling it. That's the whole thing that I'm trying to say.
Yeah, like you didn't even look into it exactly. And that's the thing. It's like you might have a passion for teaching, but it's like, maybe teach at a private school, or you're like, maybe do something else, maybe become a tutor. Like, there are so many ways you can enrich children,
yeah.
And there's so many ways that are better than public school,
right,
that you can serve children and teach them where you can actually make a living.
And it's like, you're not going to be able to just reach these children in inner cities that you think, like, oh, but they're underserved and I want to get there and be a really good teacher.
No, they're still going to be illiterate. You're still, you know.
No, I just mean, like, you're not going to be able to do it any way other than being a public school teacher, because that's all their parents can afford. And
okay, yeah.
When you're a public school teacher, you're in the labor unions and you're getting controlled on what you can and can't teach them. So really, yeah. You can't do anything about that.
Yeah,
all you can do is, like, stop becoming teachers, stop joining the unions, and then they're going to have to, like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? We're going to have to get rid of this whole public school thing if no one is signing up to be teachers. But no one thinks like that. They just think they can get in and change, you know, the freaking bureaucracy. Then they realize from all the old teachers, like, you're not going to change anything. That's what happened to my aunt, who's a, she's a social worker. She was like, I got in it because I cared about, like, kids and wanted to help them. And as soon as I got into, like, a real job being a social worker, the older ladies, like, made it really clear to her, like, you're not changing anything. This is how we do it. Like, yeah. They don't care that she had all these different ideas and wanted to do things better and she cared about kids. They're like, nope, we check these boxes and we make money.
Yeah, like, imagine, like, becoming, like, working for DCF. And being like, I want to help children.
Yeah.
I want to get children out of abusive situations.
Right.
And
how soul-crushing.
Like, yeah,
I'm
like,
sure in some cases the Department of Children's Services does get children out of abusive situations. But
for the most part, they don't. Well,
yeah,
and like I've
maybe.
Seen, I there was, when I worked in the hospital, there was a family that came into the ER who were like, I mean, like their dad beat the crap out of them. It was like the wife and the kids who were just like, totally abused, and no one helped. There was no help for that family at all.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like,
yep.
When children are actually being abused, but then, you know, I mean, if a mom in that labor and delivery unit was like, oh, I want to refuse whatever, then they're like, oh, we're calling CPS on you. You know what I mean? So it's like such a weird double standard where, like, so many, it's like, just a threat. I don't know. It's not a good system. It's not.
It is a threat. Like, most kids who've been in it will tell you that they got abused by, whether it's like a group home situation or a foster parent.
Yeah.
And just today, I was talking to someone who, he has a young daughter who has a best friend, who's also a young girl, who has terrible parents, and her mom lost custody at one point, and now she has to live with the dad, and she had to go in a group home for a while, and now she's back with the dad, and she sent a picture to his daughter saying she has a black eye because of her dad, and she was like, I'm going to talk to the mom and tell her that she has to report this and do something about it, and her daughter, the friend, was like, don't do that. If you do that, I will just tell them I fell off my bike or something like that. I'm not going back to the group home. Like, she'd rather be with her dad literally gave her a black eye, and she was telling her friend that they go back to foster care in New Hampshire, too.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's awful.
It's really, really terrible. But I have I don't even remember how we got into this conversation, honestly. Oh, yeah, teachers.
Yeah.
But we were talking about this article from APnews.com. I wish there was, like, some kind of a, you know, solution to get people who want to be teachers and their heart is in it. I'm sure, like, a lot of them are just in, like, okay situations. So they're like, well, my husband makes a lot of money. I don't really need to make that much money anyway. And then on top of that, like, oh, it seems like I'm doing pretty good. Like, most of them are in the worst of the worst.
I mean, private schools, tutors. I mean, like, there are options.
Yeah. Those are, like,
not very many. Like, few and far between, honestly.
It should be in the government, telling them, not in the government, but going to the government and telling them, like, we need school choice. Because that's going to make it to where teachers have way more options to make more money and do what they actually want to do to actually reach kids and help them.
Oh, yeah.
603-283-6160 is the number if you'd like to get in the last 20 or so minutes. But we're talking about this article from APnews.com that says most Americans are saying that their household expenses are increasing faster than their money that they're making is increasing. And we were about to read this from Will Klaus, 77, of Westlake, Ohio, said that inflation is his biggest concern as he lives on a fixed income in his retirement. A box of movie candy, snow caps. Only like an old man would eat snow caps.
I know, right?
I thought those existed until I read that.
I don't even know what they are.
They're just these little...
They're like little nasty things.
Yeah, I'll look up exactly what they are, because, like, seriously, I never eat them.
I think it's like a piece of chocolate, but a
with
little
white
drop,
piece on it.
A little drop of chocolate with, like, these weird, like,
white
sprinkles.
Sprinkles, yeah, exactly, like, that's what it is. They're little sprinkles.
They're not good.
And I don't even think I've ever had one. It's just, like, they look so bad.
Okay. I actually don't think I've eaten them either, but I'm like, no, they're just
bad. I just know they're bad, and that's why I'm laughing. Like, only an old man would be like, oh, snow caps are going up. Like, so he says, a box of movie candy, snow caps, that used to cost 99 cents, they're now $1.50 at the grocery store. Oh, wait, he buys them at the grocery store, and then he goes to the movies?
I was about to say, well, if you're buying them at the movies, yeah, they're going to be like $6 because they're totally upcharging you.
He's calling them movie candy, but he's saying he buys them at the grocery store.
He probably calls it movie candy because he typically eats them at a movie.
Yeah. He probably does.
Yeah.
Or maybe he brings them home and eats them and watches movies. But he says that's a 50% increase in price. Somebody's taking advantage of somebody. Oh, and that's the big problem. All these people think that the store is taking advantage of them, making them pay more. That's what inflation
is,
right?
It's like, the dollar is worthless.
The dollar is worth less and less every second of every day, and it's the government's fault. And that's why stores have to keep raising their prices. Well, anyways, it says, yet even as Americans have expressed gloomy sentiments about the economy, many have continued spending, which drove a strong quarter of growth from July through September when the economy expanded at an annual pace of 4.9%. Even so, even so, wages and salaries have largely trailed inflation since the pandemic, leaving most households worse off, though economists debate which measures are the best to use. In the past 12 months, however, average hourly pay has started to pull ahead of prices, rising 0.5% faster. I just feel I'm being lied to. Like, seriously, do you think that people are getting so many raises that it's raising faster than things are going up in price? The guest we have here in the studio tonight, one day she came in with a foot, it wasn't a full foot long. I can't remember if it was a half foot long. But just a regular
Subway. Oh, I remember this,
Sandwich and drink and chips, and it was $18.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's
what happened
long,
with a $5 foot long,
cost
Jared?
$18.
Yeah, whatever that happened. Where's that $5 foot long, man?
What happened to Jared? No one ever asked
that. I think
touching kids, right?
Oh yeah,
he's like fond to be a pedophile.
Whoa, I forgot about that. Yeah. I just thought they just switched it up, like the Taco Bell.
He probably went to Epstein's Island and got converted.
Possibly.
Pretty sad, huh?
Well, anyways, things are going up in price definitely, and I just don't believe it. I don't believe that people are like, oh, now people's wages are actually pulling ahead. Like, I just feel
they're just saying this so
Biden has a chance of getting reelected.
Yeah, it's just the way to get Biden reelected or the Democrats reelected, because I don't know if Biden's going to make it.
Right, right. I think maybe it's just more about the Democrats.
I think he already died.
Yeah,
you think
I think
so?
He's probably just like a puppet.
People's ears don't go from connected to unconnected.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there's all these pictures that are like the like Joe Biden conspiracy. Like he's not really.
Okay. Well,
I mean, you know the
I haven't seen the pictures, so I couldn't tell you anything about them.
You know the Simpsons episode where they're like wearing human costumes and then they unzip it and they're like the aliens.
That's so weird that you.
That's
bring
what
that
I feel like.
Because when you started talking about him being a clone, I started thinking of SpongeBob. Skin theory. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
So SpongeBob skin theory is, you can find this long video of it about it on YouTube. And it's really freaking crazy. And it really convinced me that there's something weird going on. What and why? I don't know. But he gives example after example after example of little silly scenes in SpongeBob where it's a fish, like one of the characters, wearing a costume of another fish. And it's like happens so many times that everybody in the series basically at one point is wearing costume of another fish, and you don't even really pick up on that unless you watch example after example after example.
Why is that? That's weird.
You wouldn't. It's like.
So, and what is the purpose of it? Like, what's
that's the thing? Like, why would they want to show people that? It's like no one in the bikini bottom.
So, what is the conspiracy though? It's like, just, why
they? I don't think they say. Like, they're just saying.
Oh, it's just like they're
asking
just
why.
It out.
It's so weird. It's like no one in bikini bottom is who. At least they have the technology to be wearing completely convincing costumes of each other.
That's weird.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
Like, if you just look up SpongeBob skin theory, it'll be, like, it's disturbing for some reason. And
that's
I was thinking
weird,
about that
when you're, like, when you're describing it like this, I'm just kind of like, so? But I feel like this video probably...
Right, right. Just Google
like,
it.
Really,
YouTube it. SpongeBob skin theory. But yeah, and now you're saying that they had a thing like that on Simpsons, and I could totally believe that.
Simpsons has been predicting the future. I don't know if they're manifesting it.
Right.
I don't know if it's, like, predictive programming. I don't know. It is so common where, I mean, like, what, there's, like, 30 seasons of The Simpsons at this point? And there's so many cases where it's, like from, like, Donald Trump's election, to like all of this random stuff that you're like, that was in an episode of The Simpsons, and it has happened like over 100 times to the point where it's like this can no longer be a coincidence,
right?
And it's not like South Park where like they make their episodes fresh, and it's like they're like creating episodes present day, like reporting on things that are happening right now. It's like these things that are happening in The Simpsons. This episode aired like 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like how did they know? Like are they warning us? Is it a coincidence? I mean, it can't be a coincidence because it's happened too many times, but
I think there's got to be something to it where it's not a coincidence, because it's like it's not just The Simpsons, like The Simpsons is prolific about it, but
yeah. Maybe.
The fact that like so many different places have did predict 9/11, it makes me think that for some reason they quote unquote the people in charge like have to tell you what they're doing before
like
they do it for like a karmic cleansing.
I keep thinking of like the term black magic, but
sorcery.
Like cosmically, like that is part of like the sorcery that they're committing against all of the population, where it's like like part of the witchcraft, so to speak, of what they're doing is they have to like show it in all of these mediums. And I mean, we see that all the time where it's like there were like Netflix movies randomly about like the pandemic, and then it's then we just, you know what I mean? So like that's,
and like Poppy the singer, the really creepy little blonde singer, wearing a face mask like a year, a month before.
But it was a couple of them. It wasn't just her. It was like a couple of them.
And she did a couple different videos about it that were so weird, where she's just wearing like a face mask like you saw people wearing during COVID, and saying like, this is a mask.
Yeah.
Wear your mask.
Yeah,
so
it was
weird.
Almost like to desensitize people to it, or just to like, again, like if you want to get like deep into the conspiracy theory, like black magic stuff, like
I'm almost wondering if somehow this is collectively being manifested as the Simpsons or whoever puts these things out, if suddenly we're all collectively manifesting these crazy numbers.
That's a great way to put it. Collective manifestation, because that's what
human
beings
do. Maybe we're
doing
it unconsciously.
Well, that's the thing. So you have millions of people watching this episode, and it's like, we've talked about the law of attraction on this show before, where it's like our minds are incredibly powerful tools. And it's like I've single-handedly wielded things into existence by meditating on them, by thinking them, and by like creating my reality. Like the law of attraction is real. We have evidence to back this up. So if you have millions of people all watching this thing, I think it's something like an award ceremony. So like the VMAs, if you have some pop star doing some ritual on the stage and you have millions, if not billions of people all watching this thing live at the same time, what kind of implications could that have on a broader scale?
Just like,
you know,
reality,
it's like, who knows?
In general, reality is just the collective unconscious unfolding itself of all people. That's literally what reality is. It's like, if you are all expecting something, then it's not even like, it's almost not mystical when you think of it like that. Like, when everyone is expecting there to be a government, the government continues to be there because they're not using their imagination to think of what else could be. So that's what they're creating. So
absolutely.
I totally believe that they could do this in a covert, black magic kind of way, where they're showing people what they want the people to create.
Absolutely. And I think there is power to like disconnecting from that.
Yeah.
And that's kind of why I don't like, I deleted a lot of my social media. Like I'm kind of like disconnecting from a lot of that. Like I don't really watch TV. I don't really watch like that much Netflix or anything.
Yeah.
And I am like focusing more on like personally my life, like doing more things like yoga, hopefully gardening soon. Like more creative energy things where it's like I'm becoming less of a consumer and I'm becoming more of a creator.
I think that is
such a powerful way of us to disconnect from the narrative and from like all this craziness, because we kind of even experienced it here with COVID, where all of the people that were like super tuned into the fear mongering,
they were experiencing
something completely different. Like,
It
barely affected us.
Right. Like, even when I did get sick, it was not even bad. But a lot of the people who don't care at all, like Ian, they never got sick.
Yeah, of course.
It's been Free Talk Live. You can go to freetalklive.com for more. Don't forget to check out SpongeBob Skin Theory and Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. More tomorrow. Peace.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.